Some of the challenges the state faced with mental health in the 18 and 1900s are still being battled today. Officials at one Indiana museum believe preserving the past is an important part for the future of medical treatment. But as WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, the museum has its own challenges in making that possible.
As you walk through Indiana's Medical History Museum, you'll see things like full-bodied skeletons, parts of the human brain, and autopsy tables. The museum transports you to the late 1800s, when Central State Mental Hospital opened on the west side of Indianapolis.
So this is an aerial view of the hospital grounds that was taken in 1921.
While showing us around the building, Executive Director Sarah Halter points out where we are on an old map.
This is our building, 1896, the old pathology building.
Central State was one of the first progressive mental health hospitals of its kind. Halter says it opened during a time when medical professionals knew very little about mental disease.
And the idea was that they would treat these mental diseases as just that, a disease. You know, these were people who had something wrong with them that could potentially be fixed. These weren't people who were possessed by demons. They weren't innately bad people. They were real people, human beings who needed and deserved help. And so that was the idea.
So doctors and medical students from around the world would gather in this building for lectures, live autopsy demonstrations, and to conduct research about mental health. Halter says what makes the museum so rare, though, is that nearly everything is original. Medical equipment, test tubes and chemical bottles, and even furniture you see were used during the 18th and 19th century. Even photography played a large role at that time.
Photography was becoming an important part of medical education when this building opened, and they wanted to create teaching aids and supplement journal articles and kind of document their research. And then they were also using stereographs for teaching. They weren't producing the stereographs here, but they were purchasing them and then using them to share with students. This is a replica. If you would like to try it, the card itself is original. These were really popular items at the turn of the last century, late 19th century, early 20th century. This card is from 1910, and it shows a tertiary syphilis lesion on a man's foot.
The pathology building opened as a museum in 1968, but it wasn't until the 1990s that the hospital completely shut down following abuse allegations and funding problems. Halter says the history serves an important purpose for the present and even future.
Not just this building, but the whole site, the whole former grounds of the hospital is kind of a tangible reminder of a time when, doctors were trying to get away from the idea that these people were bad, that they should be treated like criminals, and kind of move towards treating them as people with diseases that could be helped.
It's an issue communities struggle with to this day as residents battle addiction and other mental health disorders. Not only are museum officials battling to preserve that history, they're also fighting to preserve the physical building that holds it. The building is funded primarily through donations and admission fees. Officials launched a capital campaign in 2015 to fix several issues with the roof, the HVAC, and electrical systems, among other things. But there is good news. The museum is already a third of the way to its goal with the campaign, and attendance has risen significantly in the last few years, anywhere from 10 to 25% each year since 2014.
We want to save this building. We want this building to still exist for future generations. It's an incredible piece of history, and if lost, it can't be replaced. So that's really our focus right now.
Last year, the museum welcomed 8,200 visitors. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.